Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the ABS show for Rock and Roll 100FM.com.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to podcast number 67. Yes, number 67, and the second one on blogtalkradio.com. And I'm going to try to keep this thing under 30 minutes. It's going to be hard because, well, I'm used to taking however long I want to take, just uploading it up to the archive.com. But this time, it's going to be for Blog Talk Radio. This will be my, like I said, my second podcast. Here, what I'm going to say today may offend some big corporations, but so what? Twitter, you wrote out your plans about dealing with bullies and internet bullies and hate and all this little stuff that CNET was writing articles about. What is so wrong? Why do you people worry so damn much about hate? I mean, who really gives a damn? In order to love, you got to hate. There's an atheist that says that, Marilyn Manson, or a spiritualist. He calls himself a spiritualist, but he doesn't subscribe to the religious beliefs. And he's one of y'all's people that some of y'all probably praise. Maybe some of you condemn. I don't know. I always liked Marilyn Manson's music. I've seen him several times live. Got sort of upset when he started that. Doing that video about Trump. But in one way, he's at least Marilyn Manson's not jumping a bandwagon. He's always done stuff like that. A lot of these people are bandwagon jumpers. And they're giving Taylor Swift hell. And I've never liked Taylor Swift. Everybody knows this. I've said it for years. But what they're taking her down with is absolutely insane. She refused to support Hillary, and she refuses to bash Trump. She refuses to get political, like the football players who take knees. She's refusing to get political, and they're going at her for this. Ain't this crazy? She's even dropping in the charts and everything, not because she gets up and promotes the Illuminati in her performances. No, not about any of that stuff. No, they take issue with the fact that she won't take a side. She won't pick their evil side compared to the, or their good side as they see it, to the evil, maniacal Donald J. Trump. Evil Donald Trump. In their eyes, they see it's the evil. No, that's the reason they're trying to take down Taylor Swift. You wrote out your little policies about dealing with hate and dealing with cyberbullying. Everything's cyberbullying now. You can't even respond to anybody without it being cyberbullying and bullying in general. You can't even say nothing anymore because it's considered bullying. And we can't bully people. You don't have a right to do that. You don't. Well, we'll get up and whine about it on our YouTube videos. Well, whine about bullying. What am I going to do? I'm going to sit and whine about it and point fingers at people and say I was cyberbullying. I was cyberbullying. I got to take down that Twitter. I got to take down that Facebook. And you can't dare any say anything about anybody because it's always bullying. Why can't people just learn to say things and then let people say things back and don't turn to violence, don't turn to guns, don't turn to blowing churches away like that idiot. He was mad at his family. He was an idiot. He was evil to the core. He was evil. He beat up his wife's child. He went up and shut up a church all because he was mad. Because he was bullied, probably. Bullied by the mother-in-law. I bet if you could ask him, that's what he's He's probably telling them in hell he's whining right now. He's whining to whoever is outside his jail cell. He's in misery right now, and he's, well, that was bully. Somebody bullied me. So I went and took it out on that church because they believe in God, and I don't believe in God. So I'm going to take it out on that church. And no, it's not funny. I don't think it's funny. I'm just saying, trying to put this in contest here, where this world is going. I'm doing it in a dramatic way. That evil smut killed those people. And from what I can tell, there was a pretty good, decent church. I've watched several of their sermons. They were a pretty decent church. I mean, we got churches, and I wouldn't even wish that on a bad church, by the way. But you got churches out here don't even preach the truth about Jesus Christ or anything. And this was one of the good ones, and they had to be suffered with this demon, this devil that didn't even believe in God. So, guess what, Twitter? I don't care about your policy. If you delete mine, I'll find a way to create another one. And don't tell me about violating your policies like Google. Google literally lectured me about YouTube. But when they deleted my account, I wasn't allowed to have any more accounts. We don't care about your policies. You violate the Constitution, you violate the First Amendment, and I'll violate your damn policies. You got that? We don't care. Hate. You're hateful. No, I'm just colorful. I've always been colorful. I was colorful when I was a kid. I'm still colorful as a man. Gotta stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And there, unfortunately, there's things that I fell for that I shouldn't. But one thing I won't back down on is my belief in Jesus Christ. And another thing that I won't back down on is my stance against radical Islam. So you can call that hate if you want to. And I do support that this is America. And I do support that everybody's got the right. But when your right inflicts me, or inflicts someone I know, like, say, sending a pervert into the woman's bathroom when I've got mothers and sisters, you're sending them perverts into the bathroom, I'm going to say something about that. Because I've got that right. Whether you like it or whether you don't. I've done talk for 8 minutes, so I'm going to try to keep it down to 20-something, because you lose a few minutes just making the phone call. Call in the show. So, as you know, as I told yesterday, I'm not lying. So don't even bother. There's a little number up there that appears on the page. Don't call it because there's nobody to answer. I'm not taking phone calls. It's not a live broadcast. It is a tape to live air, but it's not a live program. I only tape it so I can edit, like I said, if I mess up or something. Because I'm very, very new to this. Indeed, I very suck at taping things. I'm getting better, but I still suck. So, it's going to be a while before I ever even do live broadcast, if I ever even do a live broadcast. You don't ever know, though. I might go that direction. But I actually like doing it. I always loved talk radio. I listened to it back when I got my first radio. I would put up to the AM dial looking for talk shows. One of the first ones I heard was Sally Jesse Raphael, her radio version of her show. That was one of the first radio programs I listened to. Then I ran into that old, well, what's his name, Larry King. Then eventually Art Bell. And then we got down to the 1999 and I got a shortwave radio. I listen to a lot of talk radio on the shortwave radio, man. I missed doing that, by the way. It was better than the internet. It felt like I was doing something. Like, that's just some excitement about me turning through them dials looking for... I don't know if I'd have that excitement today, even if I'd done it. Because the internet kind of killed all that little exciting stuff that you used to do. But I'd like, and specifically like to find preachers. A lot of people don't like stuff like that, but I do. I don't like that old new Christianity, though, that old feel-good, touchy, crappy Christianity that ain't real. All you people give Jim Baker and all them hell of that, but if you listen to him, even he's more realer than these people. I wouldn't give him a cent. I wouldn't trust him. In other words, I wouldn't send him no money, but I do listen to his program every once in a while. He's talking about the revelations. He sounds pretty accurate to me. From what I got from the revelations when I studied it, and I started as a kid, so I don't know. He sounds pretty right when he's talking about that stuff. I discovered Tex Myers on the shortwave. But even Jim Baker's not one of these touchy-feely, feel-good pastors. At least he is preaching the truth about the Bible. Hopefully his wife's back in sync with it. That's between him and God. I don't judge people. But hopefully preaching is somewhat accurate, as far as I can tell. I've only been studying for a couple weeks, so... I've found him on the Roku, his PTL, and I've been hearing Steve Quayle bring him up several times. So, even Jim Baker's better than preachers like, or you can't even call that a preacher, what's his name? The big one. His name is Slip Mind and Mind. The big pastor, the one that everybody picks on. Can't think of that name. That name has went out of my head. Joe Osteen. Can't even call him a pastor. He's really just a big talkhead. Boy, he is. He's a motivational speaker. He's a Tony Robbins of religion is what he is. So we'll take a little bit of a break. Twitter, we don't care about your policies. You got that? I don't care about your policy. I mean, too damn for about your policy. I'm gonna edit that out. So maybe I'll remember by the time I'm editing my thing. We don't give two damns about your policies. Because I say what I think is the truth. I don't care what people think. If people can't handle it, let them ignore me. Okay, I am back with part two of this podcast. I'm going to start off with a message about... I heard an interview with Alex Jones today, and I don't know when this happened, because, like I said, I only listen to it in part, sometimes an hour, sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes, 10 minutes a day. Michael Savage was on, and he was talking about this book about guide, faith, and reason. He pretty much blamed Allen Ginsberg and all them old things from the 60s for the reason that America is the way it is today, and the people who removed guide out of everything. Not just any guide, but one guide. I'll have to try to get that book, because I used to get all of Michael Savage's books. As you know, I've always been a fan of Savage's. I listened to him for many years. Been accused of copying him and being his puppet and all this other garbage on the internet, even though it was this other person that told me I needed to listen to him. Because it sounded just like... It's not that I'm copying him, I just... Actually, there would be nothing wrong with being like Michael Savage. He's always called out immigration, borders, language, culture, all those good things that made America great, all those things that Donald Trump promised to make America great again, and he's done a pretty good job on some things. He's letting us down in other areas. Hopefully he don't let us down on that wall I seen a meme about him talking with it about with the Chinese president. I hope that meme's true, not just a joke. So we really do need that wall here in America. Living in a city that they denied it's a sanctuary city. I mean, you'll literally have people asking questions about that in the paper, and they'll deny it when they used to tell it at school. There used to be signs posted up right here on this very highway. There used to be a sign on the bridge that said this was a sanctuary city. They're lying. Dalton, Georgia is a sanctuary city. I don't know why they're lying about that, but they are. They're covering it up. They had signs all the way down to Mexico, down to Dalton, Georgia, even though we wasn't a sanctuary city, in particularly Mexico. So that might be what they're doing. I think it was in Georgia, in Russia, which isn't really Russia, but it's over there near Russia. I don't want to be like them dumb liberals who don't know the difference, don't know that the Ukraine and the mother countries are not Russia. They call them Russia. Roger Stone was talking to the Romanian hacker on Twitter. He was accused of collusion with Russia, even though this hacker was from Romania. They don't know the difference between the Ukraine and Romania and the other Eastern European countries. They call them Russia. I don't want to be like them. Georgia is not Russia. It wasn't even a part of Russia when Stalin was coming up. Indeed, that's what he worried about. He worried they wouldn't want him because he wasn't a Russian. He was from Georgia. So we need to make America great again. We need to build that wall. And yes, Dalton, Georgia is a sanctuary city. Are you out there writing that question, asking that question? We are a sanctuary city. They're lying to you when they say it's not. They used to teach us in school, by the way. When I went to school in the 1980s, in the very early 90s, up to 1991 or 2. Yes, we are a sanctuary city. They're lying to you. The sign used to be posted on this very highway, on the bridge down there close to the Kmart Kroger Shopping Center. When you're going over the bridge, it used to be at the end of the bridge. And I wish I'd had a picture of it. It was still there in the early 2000s. I wish I took a picture of that damn sign. Dalton, Georgia is a sanctuary city. Now, the good news is ICE is starting to move through Dalton, Georgia. That's some very good news there. I've been begging ICE since Donald Trump took office because we've got too many damned illegal aliens here. Now, I don't care whether you get mad tonight. That's not anti-Christian. There's nothing anti-Christian about standing up for your borders. Jesus told them to render under to Caesar's what was Caesar's and render under God what was God's. But in America, we are Caesar. We are the king. We the people were supposed to be the Caesars and the king. That's something that people forget. So we're not ruled by men. We're ruled by the people. Now, they're trying to change that. And these people would have that Obama as their guide. See, if Obama could be declared guide, these people would accept King Obama as guide. And unfortunately, they're probably going to run Michelle Obama. And then they get to put Obama back in. He'll be that first gentleman. That very first gentleman. That tranny will be the first supposed female president. So I want to take another little break. I'll be back in a little bit. Thank you for listening. And this is the APS Show, now on blogtalkradio.com and rockandroll100fm.com. Okay, I am back with the final touches on my podcast. And I wanted to start out with a little bit of items in the news, and this is from the Los Angeles Times. Charles Manson, hospitalized. Severity of illness is unclear. It was Alan Tepekistan, I can't pronounce that name. Los Angeles Times, Wednesday, November 15, 2017. Authorities confirmed Thursday that mass murderer Charles Manson is back in the Bakersfield Hospital. Though the severity of his condition is unclear, Kenan County Sheriff's Lieutenant Bill Allwood confirmed that Manson is at a local hospital, but could not say anymore. In January, Manson, 82, was rushed to Mercy Hospital in Bakersfield for what authorities at the time would describe as only a serious medical condition. Manson and members of his family of followers were convicted of killing actress Sharon Tate and six other people during a bloody rampage in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, in August 1969. Prosecutors said Manson and his followers were trying to incite a race war he dubbed Helter Skelter, taken from the Beatles song of the same time. Now, my thoughts on this. The sister of actress Sharon Tate has wanted this man to answer for his crimes forever. Looks like she might get her wish. Now, for old Manson's sake, he better hope he made his peace with the man he mocked, the light, Jesus Christ. That's all I'm going to comment on that subject. I used to listen to Manson's music. Some of it was funny, some of it was crazy, some of it was this and that. Overall, he would probably fit in with the 80s and 90s. He was a little bit ahead of his time, the 90s in particular. I don't know about the 2000s. 2000s has been a big old political correct heap aside of Hinder and a few other bands. Don't ever talk about anything. And today, you have to bash Trump if you want to make it. Even Taylor Swift couldn't defeat that, as popular as she was. I'm kind of about Manson because I listen to his music. I like it because, you see, I know if I put myself in the shoes of this family, I'd be wanting justice too. It's just the way I work. You don't mess with me and me wish you come by ya and good feelings. And I don't care if I am a Christian. That's not the way I work. That's not the way my brain works. I'm not going to say much about that because I don't want to be offensive to... See, I'm going to be politically correct. I don't want to be offensive to that poor girl who wants revenge for her, who wants justice. Let's not put it as revenge. She wants justice for her sister been murdered. Oh, no, she may not even be alive anymore. I haven't heard about her in a long time. So I know, Las Vegas shooting lawsuits stack up with more than 14 filed. I'm going to go to Infowars.com to get off this disgraceful MSN out and report a few things from Infowars. In this sick, twisted world, it's the victim that's victimized, and the criminals always get all the rights. So that's another reason why I'm going to fail to comment on my feelings about Charles Manson as far as his music and stuff and how he grew up. That's how the liberals like to humanize people, by the way, is they use the way they grew up. And he did grow up pretty bad. And heard, like I said, a long time ago on another podcast about John Hayden, did a whole message on Charles Manson. It's back in the 90s. Let's look at this. Trump sentenced to death by North Korea for insulting Kim Jong-un. Well, I guess I'd be sentenced to death, too, because I insult that big, fat little pig all the time. But I'm not intending to go to North Korea, so I don't give two shits. I live in the United States of America. I'm not held accountable by their courts. I'm held accountable by my Constitution, and I've got a constitutional right to say anything about that piece of smut if I want to. Polls show more in lead, accusing bolster for support. If GOP believed more allegations, they'd give him 30 million. Bias worships giant tote. calls for another 34-hour broadcast. Powerful. Nagel Farage exposes George Soros' manipulation of Western governments as a real threat. Flashback. Sessions slaps Biden's hand as he reaches for his granddaughter. Capitalism and competition. Hipster Games Company buys land to prevent Trump building border wall. What pieces of trash? Secret Service leak. Biden engaged in Weinstein-level groping of teens. Report. CIA director pumped new favorite to replace Rex Tillerson. And I guess I better close there because so I'm going to go ahead and close right here. Just remember, Twitter, you're breaking the rules, too. You're breaking the Constitution. You're violating people's civil rights. And I hope Roger Stone wins big when he sues you. What you going to do when Roger Stone comes after you? As Hulk Hogan used to say. Actually, that was Runnin's Wild on You. What Hulk Hogan used to say. What you going to do when Roger Stone runs wild on you? I'm a Stone, too. I don't know if we're related, but I'm a Stone. I don't like your practices either.
Say you've got to stand for something before you fall for anything. Ain't got to be your own man, not a bit
all afraid. Never come home. Thank you for listening to the NPS show on CanroeWolf.com. You've got to be 2017 on Lakes Missouri.